Wes, it seems like we were just here. We're already back. Thursday night football, Packers, Bears. It's time for final thoughts. Okay, Wes, what's at stake?
Survival, Mike. I mean, the Green Bay Packers have really been up against it here the last 2 weeks by injuries. Last week, 13 guys on the injury report. All seven guys that were doubtful for that game did not end up playing in the game. This week, they have 12 guys. A little bit more hope and optimism. Maybe you have David Bakhtiari. Maybe you have Randall Cobb. Mike Daniels was a limited participant earlier this week. So there is some hope from that perspective. But if they can get through this stretch, you know, the two games in 5 days with as many things working against them with these injuries could be really big for them going into this long break.
Yeah, and I say what's at stake is history. The Packers have a chance to take the all-time series lead against the Bears for the first time since the 1930s. And just to give you some perspective here, in the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers era, 51 Packers-Bears games, the Packers have gone 37-14. They have made up 23 games in the all-time series in a quarter century. This is an opportunity to finally jump back ahead. How about a player to watch, Wes?
Mike, I'm going to be keeping my eye on Lance Kendricks. Now, as I mentioned, we don't know what the status is going to be of Randall Cobb. If they need younger guys to step up, if they need some of these, you know, backups to step up, I think Lance Kendricks could again be one of those guys. He came through for them in flying colors this past week against the Cincinnati Bengals. Drew the 33-yard defensive pass interference penalty. Had the 51-yard catch after halftime that really propelled this offense into that second half rally.
Yeah.
He's a difference-making type player. And with him and Martellus Bennett together, I think the Packers knew what they were getting. But Kendricks, you finally started to see some of the things that he can do in the middle of the field.
Yeah, and my player to watch is going to be on the defensive side, Wes, and that's Josh Jones, number 27. Boy, did he show up big against the Cincinnati Bengals, credited with 12 tackles from the press box statistics, had two sacks, one of those that pushed the Bengals back, and then eventually they missed a field goal on the very next play, which was huge as part of that Packers comeback. Now here's the thing, Wes. Josh Jones, he gets a target on his back now. You put that much high-impact play on film, opposing offenses are going to start paying more attention to you. So now, how does Josh Jones react? How does the rest of the Packers defense react to what happened last week? Wes, I say the Packers win this game. If they play with an early lead, that's something we haven't seen all season long here through the first 3 weeks. Green Bay was down 3-0 at halftime to Seattle, got down big early on against the Atlanta Falcons, down 14 points at halftime to the Bengals, and came back and won. This Packers team, I think, with Aaron Rodgers on offense and what they can do on defense, I think they're more comfortable playing with the lead. I like their chances better if they're playing with the lead at home. So why not? We've been talking about a lot, but get off to a fast start and let's try to play from in front this time.
Yeah, and I think the Packers win this game, Mike, if they can defend the run against Jordan Howard and Tarik Cohen. I mean, these are two difference-making type backs. Both offer something different. Howard has been more of that bell cow since he came there last season. Now you see Cohen get involved. Only 5'6", a smaller back, but still offers a lot of versatility for them, the leading receiver right now for the Bears. Packers were tested with that nitro defense last week when they went with four safeties defending the run against it. But outside of arguably that one pass that I think Dom Capers really wasn't sure whether or not that was a pass or run to Joe Mixon, really defended the run pretty well. So if they can do that again against two really stud backs from the Bears, going to go a long way in picking up that win.
Yeah, and that's a young running back tandem for the Bears. The Packers could be seeing those guys for a long time to come here. But with that, we will sign off on final thoughts for now. But be sure to follow all of our coverage of the Thursday night game on Packers.com and on all of your social media channels. Thanks for watching, everybody. Enjoy the ball game.